For this hour of the program, the role of Ed Kalecki will be portrayed by Norm MacDonald. Only kidding. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will be joined by a very special guest. Once you're on this show three times, I think we can call you a friend of the program. That's right. Deborah Norville, the host of Inside Edition, making her third appearance on the program this year. Deborah will join me and Christina Stoffel. We'll chat about everything that's going on in the news, Donald Trump, some crazy stunt pulled by some TV anchor down in Orlando, some video blogs. Some couple actually said they were pregnant and had a miscarriage and they wanted to share it with everybody. It was a little weird, a little creepy. We'll get Deborah's take on all of that, but it's always good to chat with Deborah Norville. And then Christina and I will have the official Lay's potato chip taste-off. Christina said, I'm bringing food with me, so she has a bunch of bags of Lay's potato chips right now over in the other room. We will break them open. We will taste them. One of them is, I think, a New York Reuben. Another one is sausage and biscuits and gravy, tastes that I never thought would come in a potato chip, whatever. So we will try them on the air, and we'll see what we think. Speaking of food, we start things off this hour with KFC and their indecision with who portrays Colonel Harlan Sanders. All right, remember this, and it wasn't very long ago. It was within the year. They decided to bring back the image of Colonel Sanders. The original Colonel Sanders has been gone and has gone to that great chicken store in the sky many and many years ago. So they bring back actor Daryl Hammond. Who is Daryl Hammond? He is a former cast member of Saturday Night Live. He is back on Saturday Night Live, but you don't see him. He took over for Don Pardo as the announcer when Don passed away. Daryl Hammond hasn't really done a lot, let's be honest, since Saturday Night Live. And even when he was there, he did a couple of impressions, kind of a milquetoast Bill Clinton, I don't know. The trouble is, the Hammond portrayal of Colonel Sanders just wasn't funny. I remember one commercial. He was standing on the infield at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, and he was just talking about chicken, and I don't know. It didn't do anything for me. It's like, okay, they dressed a guy up. He looks like Colonel Sanders. So there was a story on CNN this week that focus groups show that one out of every five people hated, and they used the word hated, that portrayal of Colonel Sanders. So they've invested way too much in this idea, so it's time to just kind of get somebody else. So they bring in Norm MacDonald, a funnier guy than Daryl Hammond, all right? But he doesn't really look like Colonel Sanders in terms of the weight. Colonel Sanders was not a skinny guy. Norm MacDonald is not really that overweight. He's not overweight at all. And so all of a sudden now we see, and it looks like Norm MacDonald dressed up as Colonel Sanders, and it looks like a Saturday Night Live skit. But it looks like an emaciated and honestly a sickly version of Colonel Sanders. He's too thin. But when you hear him speak, you could tell it's Norm MacDonald. Daryl Hammond really tried to outdo it and really tried to do this over-the-top Southern Colonel thing, and it wasn't really that funny because he was trying to be too spot-on with it. I think they're going to be a little bit more comedic with Norm MacDonald. I think that's what people want. Maybe that's what they were trying for in the first place, and it just did not work out that way. But how this will work out, we'll see. I saw one of the commercials. CNN actually included it in their news story. So KFC is getting a lot of mileage out of this. They're getting free advertising because now the fact that they switched actors is a story. So people are learning a lot more about KFC than they ever did before. Do you know what KFC stands for? Do you? People of a certain age may not. Kentucky Fried Chicken. But of course, you cannot say fried with anything anymore, because we eat so healthy in this current society, do we not? So it's simply just KFC, which sounds like some old radio station in California somewhere. But anyway, there's only one Deborah Norville, and she portrays her better than anyone else. And she will join us next here on the show. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This punchy six-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with four different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Down the hit-and-run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can weigh down and handle.
So where is Rusty Staub now? Rusty opened two restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Fake Green, Harrison with you. Under new air quality laws, the UK must reduce air pollution near London's busiest streets by over a third in less than 18 months, or face unlimited lump sums and daily fines from the European Court of Justice. The sudden rules result from the British government's failure to comply with World Health Organization guidelines, existing nearly 10 years now. England's health cost impacts from just one form of air pollution alone is between $20 and $40 billion a year, excluding other air pollution-related asthmas, lung diseases, and heart conditions. So if the UK, roughly the size of Minnesota, spends between $20 and $40 billion on pollution health care, what must the whole of America spend? Food for thought from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.